Quiver, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay, good. What do you say again, Naftali? Gimel? Gimel, right?
Gimel through your, yeah.
And Nun.
And none, yeah.
Nun Gimel through your. Okay, so it's all we're dealing with the klolim of bracha rishayna. So a lot of important halachas tonight. So adavar shmevarchan alav la'achloi. Anything that you're making a bracha to eat it, or to drink, or to smell, like by besamim, by havdalah, oy lasis by mitzvah, or to do a mitzvah, tzarach shiikach aysav, aysav kaidam a bracha miyad yamino. You have to pick it up in your right hand, right? And the lefty, the non mikubalim hold that you lift it up in your left hand, but the mikubalim say you lift it up in your right hand. So it depends if you're a mikubal or not. But you have to lift it up in your hand. A lot of people are not aware of this. That's why we lift the kais by kiddush, right? That's the only, as far as I know, that's the only reason. The psalmim is the one that people make a mistake. Shilas, when you say bari mireish, do you have to hold the fire? So some people hold it, you have to, and others hold you don't have to. Fine, but your main point is you have to hold it in your right hand. V'chaven eze brachu tzarach, and you should think about which bracha you need. Tzarach levarich, alav, kadesh kishayaskir es Hashem, like this, when you say Hashem's name, shehu ikar bracha, the main part of the bracha is baruch atah Hashem, yeda mashi yisayim v'yavarach, so you'll know what to end, meaning you should not make a bracha by saying baruch atah Hashem, no, like that's a big one by Sfira. Right, they say Baruch Ata Hashem, and they count, and they have no idea what night sphere they're making. That's not the correct thing to do. So that's why when you hold it in your right hand and you see it, then you know what bracha you're going to make when you're saying the Baruch Ata Hashem. Vim loyach se klal, and if you don't hold it at all, ela shahayu lefanav kishaberech alav, but let's say you didn't hold it and it's just in front of you, then yatsa, you are okay. Havlim loyach lefanav klal kishaberech, but let's say it wasn't in front of you at all. Like somebody, the wife yells out from the kitchen, I'm bringing you in this food. So you're really hungry. So you start the bracha before the food is even there. Right? But then they brought it, even though during the bracha his das was on it, he's not yotzeh, and you have to make a second bracha. Right? And then there's interesting shit. What?
Russia's challah.
Yeah.
You don't take it off. You make the bracha first, no?
Right, but you should put your hands on the challah.
And on the dough. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, but isn't that the minig? You hold it in your hand, then you separate it. I think. Isn't that what's supposed to be done? I have to check my PDF. Fine. But what happens if it's in its packaging? Is that called in front of you or not?
I mean, it's going to take you a couple of seconds to take it out of the packaging.
Right. Yeah. So that, but is that called in front of you? Meaning, it's yes, it's definitely a hefsek, and it's not the right thing to do. Right. It seems like it's okay. And then there's another interesting one with a water fountain. So I guess you could push the button and let the water come out, and then make the bracha, no? But if you didn't, so is that called in front of you? Seems like the din is that if you know that you're gonna vada get the food, then it's fine. Then it's okay with the other.
If your wife tells you she's bringing it, she might not.
So that, I don't know, because it said if you're in a different room, then you no. We're talking about it's in front of you.
I'm saying, but meaning if your wife is telling you you're bringing the food, you make the bracha. You might point.
No, but that's where it's not. Yeah, but there it's. Yeah, but there it's not.
It's not in front of you.
Right. Yeah, it's not in front of you. Here we're talking about what's in front of you. Yeah, fine. Dalit. Not to be yode pri la achloi. Uberach alav v'nafa miyode v'neva. So let's say if a guy took a fruit in his hand and then it fell and it got lost. Ay nimas, or it became disgusting and he doesn't want to eat it anymore. Ad she'ena roi l'achila. So v'chein imberach al kois mashke v'nishpach al kois. Im yeshafon av oid mimin zeh. And this is das is to eat or drink more than what was in his hand. That means his bracha was going on the rest of the stuff. It's like the mashal here. So Leo just gave me a can of seltzer with a cup. So let's say I made the bracha on the can of seltzer. And I don't know why this needs a visual, but it's here, so I did it. And so I have some in the can, and I have some in the cup, and I spilled it. So my das was also on the rest of what's in the can, so then I don't need a new bracha. But if I'm going to have to get a new seltzer, then I would have to make a new bracha. Right? So he's saying, Imkena, isa bracha gamal anisha, feinat tzarech levarach shenis, you don't need to make a second bracha. But if it's stam, loy chala bracha raka mashaye biyodai. But if I wasn't planning on drinking any more seltzer, then the bracha only goes on what was in my hand, the tzarech levarach shenis, and you have to make a second bracha. V'chein afilum ha'yadaiti lechal elishtas yaiser, and not only that, this case is a little bit more complicated, even if your das was to eat or drink more. El shaloy lefana b'shasa bracha, but it wasn't in front of you, and now it was brought, tzarech levarach shenis. Meaning, you knew they're going to bring out more seltzer, but it wasn't in front of you now, and now your seltzer that you had spilled, you're going to have to make another bracha. Afilu b'inyan she'im haya oichel eishoysa as a rishon, even if it would be in a situation where if he would have eaten or drank, meaning the seltzer that was in front of me, he would not have to make a bracha on the one that's brought, because we know you had das. As long as you had das to eat things and it's brought to you after, then you don't make a new bracha. But hachashani, here, when it's spilled, it's different. Right, basically, what the kids are saying is that even when it's extra food or drink that's going to be brought to you, and normally you wouldn't make a bracha on it, but here, since it wasn't in front of you, and the stuff that you made the bracha on spilled, so therefore you have no bracha. Hey, you have to make sure that you don't have more than, you don't make a hefsek more than kidei dibur, which is between 2 and 3 seconds. V'afilu b'shas le'isa, also lahafsek ad she'yivla. Right, and even when you're chewing, you're not allowed to be mafsek until you swallow. Right, a lot of times it happens. You just put the food in your mouth, you start chewing, and then you start talking. You shouldn't do that until you actually swallow. Right? Lisa ain't a tzarech bracha, because we're going to see weiter that you don't make a bracha on chewing. Vim hifsik b'dibur bein a bracha l'achila, and let's say you talked between the bracha and the eating, shalai minin achila, not having nothing to do with the achila, tzarech l'achsa l'bracha, you have to go back and make another bracha. Avalim shabash sika, but if you just were quiet, ain't a tzarech l'achsa l'bracha, then you don't, even if it took longer in a few seconds. But let's say you were waiting because you needed, it was necessary for the hefsek, then you don't, that meaning it was necessary for the food, then the hefsek is not a problem. Like lamashal, you need salt. So you're waiting for the salt, that's not a hefsek. So when you want to eat a large fruit, but you want to cut it up, so you make the bracha when the fruit is complete, as we know, mishum the mitzvah levarach al hashalim. It's always a mitzvah to make a bracha on hashalim. And there, the waiting, the pause, is not while you cut it up, is not a problem. Mishum shehila tzarech achila, because it's tzarech achila. Ach, kisharoytz alechel eizah pri ve'ein lo yoyser. But let's say if you want to eat a fruit and you have no more fruit than that, ve'yesh lach hashem a pri zematulas. And how do you know that this fruit is not wormy? She'ena ruya l'achil, and then it won't be roy to eat. Yipatchena v'yivdekena kaidem ha'bracha. Then you should open up the fruit before you make the bracha, so you can see whether it's edible or not. It's very interesting, because if you remember how to make the hamaitzi on bread, so there we said you also don't want to have a hefsek, but you want to make the bracha on a full piece of bread or a full roll or whatever it is. So we said there, cut it through the majority, right? Cut it through the majority and then put it together again, right? So why don't we say the same thing by fruit? So I saw that it's a machlokes taka whether you should do it. The Chassam Sofer holds that you should do it like that with fruit too. But it's interesting that the Kitzur Shana doesn't say that. Okay, vav. Ashoysa mayim v'shoyfich ma'at kodim shesiyosoi. So a person wants to take a drink, but he wants to spill out a little bit because he has no idea if the water turned bad. So do that little test before you make the bracha, v'loy achar bracha, not after the bracha, mishum b'zayin a bracha, because it's a b'zayin to the bracha. Meaning, once you make a bracha, you should go drink it right away. Zayin, ha-toyim as a tafshil and tzor of melach. So if you taste tafshil, if it needs salt, k'yotzevay in similar situation, meaning you want to taste the food, but you're not really eating. So pile it, and then you're going to spit it out. Then ain't a tzarich levarach, you don't need to make a bracha. So if you're putting it in your mouth to spit out, you don't make a bracha. Like on a fast day, if you have a heter to taste the food on a fast day, like a few weeks ago by a sar b'tavis. So you spit it out, no bracha. In baleia, but if you're going to swallow it, yesh safik in tzarich levarach, even chu baleia. There's a safik whether you should make a bracha since you're swallowing it. Or you ain't tzarich levarach, even she ain't kavanas ilachila. Or no, you not make a bracha because your kavanah is not to eat it. V'lachein yizar, sheyichavin lahonas mimenu b'toras achila. You should have kavanah to be nana from it as toras achila v'yivarchalov and make a bracha on it, v'yivla, and then swallow it. So when you know you're just tasting, have in mind that you're not just tasting, have in mind that you really want to eat it, then you can make a bracha. Ches ha'ichal l'shoysel refuah. And this comes up a lot with Tums and cough drops, those type of things. So, if you're eating or drinking for refuah, imu davar mutam, if it's something that tastes good, right, banana mimenu, and you're going to benefit from it. So, mevarech alav, meaning you're going to enjoy it a little bit. Mevarech alav, lefanav ulachra bracha rilei. Then you make a bracha rishaina. I can't imagine you have to make a bracha achraina how much you're going to drink. Vafiluhu davar iser, even if it's something that's aser, kiman shatayr hatiru le'ata, since the Torah matted it for you now, because it's pikuach nefesh. It's not going to be like a regular cold. Tzarechu levarech alav, then you have to make a bracha. But if not, you don't make a bracha eating tray for food. Right? And then the same thing would be on Yom Kippur. If for whatever reason you have to have a medicine that tastes good, so then it would be, then you make a bracha. Vim hu dover mar, and if it's something bitter, she'en it nana mimena, that you don't have enough from it, ain't a mevarech alav, then you don't make a bracha. Hashoysa beitza chaya, if you drink a raw egg, letzachtzach kailoi, to clear up the voice, even though you're not benefiting from the tam, it has calories in it. So the mezon zayin, it feeds you, then you make a bracha on it. Test, if something got stuck in the throat, and you need to drink something to clear it up, or you need to eat a piece of bread, in order to make sure the whatever was stuck in your throat goes down, or any other thing that he's nana from it, you need to make a bracha before and after. But if he's just drinking not for thirst, only to swallow something that's in his throat, or for whatever reason you're drinking, like to take medication, then there's no bracha. If he's is only when you're drinking it for thirst. Question is, what about soda? Let's say you want to take a medication, you only have soda. So would you make a bracha on that? I'm not sure. I think the poskim can say you would, because it's not water. And sometimes we look at soda that it's water, sometimes not. Okay, yud shachach. V'ichnis eichlin. Let's say he forgot and he put the food into his mouth without a bracha. So if it's something that if you spit it out, it won't be disgusting. So yaflita l'soich yodis, spit it into your hand. V'yivarachalav and make a bracha on it. But don't make a bracha when it's in your mouth. Your mouth should be full of Hashem's praises. There should be nothing else in the mouth. But let's say it's something, if you stick it out, spit it out, it's going to be disgusting, and you're not going to eat it again, and that's going to be bal tashchis. Since it's aser to make food go to waste, and you put it into your mouth to one side, and then you make the bracha. But if that happens with liquids, you can't just stick the liquids to one side because it's going to leak into your mouth. If he has more drink, then he should spit it out and it should go to waste. But if you have no other drink, and he needs that liquid that's in his mouth, so then boil and swallow, then you could make the bracha rishona, even though it's already after. But there are chalkim on this kitzur shulchan aruch mishaburus chaylik on this. The kiman the niskar ba'ayde b'piv time kitzas loyver l'asiyasa. The reason why the kitzur is saying that you can still make the bracha even though you're supposed to make a bracha before you eat is because since he remembers while it was in his mouth, so then it's as if he already remembered to make a bracha. I mean, as if the bracha came before. It's a little difficult to understand what he means. No bracha achrayna lo yivarech. No bracha achrayna. Right? Achim, hu yayin v'shasa revias. But if it's wine that he forgot to make the bracha and he drank a revias, then yivarech gam bracha achrayna, then you do make a bracha achrayna. Right? Why? What's a pshat? Why should the bracha achrayna on wine be different? Because there are shitas that say that the bracha achrayna ala gefen on wine is a deraisa. So if it's a deraisa, it would be a suffic brachas lechumra, and therefore you have to make a mashenkim. As we know, all other brachas derabanan, suffic derabanan lekula. Okay, quite a lot of technical halachas here tonight, but
ala michyan and ala peiris would be the same issue, no?
I'm not sure. I don't remember if it's Dafka on Geffen. I thought Geffen only.
Well, our Geffen is there, yeah, so
it has to be liquid.
Suffolk. It's a suffix.
It has to be a liquid to have this problem, no?
No, the problem is if you eat a mezainus without making a bracha, and you realize, oh, I just ate the whole mezainus, I didn't make a bracha reshayim. You still make a bracha reshayim.
Correct.
Yeah, this is where
you're making the bracha
meaning,
reshayna after you ate it. It only by a liquid. It's only by liquid where it's stuck.
No, Gershon, you're right. Gershon, you're right. It's. I'm looking at the Magen Avraham here now. It's. He says another shot and the Shivas Aminim. I don't know about Allah Michi, but a Shivas Aminim. I don't know if you're right. You're half right.
One of the Shivas Aminim.
Right. But not regular Allah Michi.
It's the whole main Shalosh, I think.
He says Shivas Aminim. He says Shivas Aminim.
Yeah, wheat and barley are Shivas Aminim.
Right, but if you make... Yeah, but I don't know... Is there any other mezainis not? No. Yeah, spelt. Yeah. Anyways. All right, fine. We'll stop over there. A good talk, everybody.